For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, here we are again. You're tuned into Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is 101.9 FM on the dial and www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron and I got some special guests today across from me. Who are you?
I'm Bryce.
And
Mike.
And you guys are in a band. What's the name of the band?
Car 87.
Yeah, who played last night, who have a new recording out, who have a tour lined up in Japan, the land down under. And we're going to talk about all this kind of stuff. So originally I was going to talk about a band you guys were in. So for those of you who don't know, how long has Car 87 been around?
I think about 5 or 6 years now.
Right. And
was it 2011? May 2011? Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Somewhere around there.
And for the unenlightened, what is the Car 87, for those who don't know?
Car 87 is the mental health response unit for the VPD in the downtown east side. So it's the VPD car that's stocked with a police officer and like a mental health nurse for mainly patrolling the downtown east side.
And who has ridden in the Cardi 7?
Me and Dave at some at different junctures of our lives.
Yeah, there's four of you, but we got two of you up. You're the singer. We got Mike, the guitar player. Dave, drummer, isn't here. Latest addition, Mikey Jack. He's not here either. But yeah, so you've had a few lineup changes.
We had a few bass player changes. We've had a few bass player changes. Mikey's been in the band now probably 3 years or so. The rest of us, me, Dave, and Mike, you know, it's been the same.
And all this time I'm talking, I've got this CD in the CD player, and it's still reading. I think the CD player is illiterate when it comes to
too ancient.
A burnt CDR. But yeah, you guys were in a band way back when, early 2000s. What was this band?
Yeah, that was like probably started around 99 or 2000, and it was a band called Thought Crime that me and Mike played in.
Yeah,
together.
Which we're not going to hear because the CD player won't cooperate. But we're going to hear a cover that band did. That you did in that band?
Oh yeah, we did a cover of Straight Jacket back then, off from Jerry's Kids.
Indeed, yeah. And we
currently cover once in a while. We cover Wired by Jerry's Kids too. Sometimes when we play live.
I do remember that at the first. One of your first shows. I think your first show. So it was the first show at Funky Winker Beans in 2011, 2012 type thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys did Wired. And we're going to hear a song that you did in Thought Crime. This is from the This Is Boston, Not LA compilation. And this is a song called Straight Jackets on Generation Annihilation. We start things off with the track Suicide, going back to 2012 on your own record label, 7-inch called Trapped, which you can't buy anymore, is that correct?
There's a few copies laying around still. We found a box in the back of the closet, so we thought we were out, but we have a few more. So
there we go.
Still kicking around.
All right, so without further ado, this is Jerry's Kids out of Boston from the This Is Boston, Not LA compilation with a tune called Straight Jacket. Here we go.
Yeah. Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right, and you're tuned into Generation Annihilation, and my name's Aaron, and across from me, we've got Bryce and Mike from Car 87, and we start things all off with Jerry's Kids. Classic track from This Is Boston, Not L.A., yeah, Straight Jacket was the name of that. And we followed with Car 87 from the, another one from the 7-inch Trapped. Yeah, we heard a track called Shoot Up and Die.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, so that 7-inch is you've got a few copies left. And I should get another copy because, as you can hear in that turntable, skips a little bit there. It's got to be the red vinyl. But yeah, explain to me the story about this cover of this. There's a guy that's about to dive off the Biltmore or the Balmoral Hotel, and this is probably crazier than any stage dive or any sound monitor dive that anybody's ever done. So yeah, explain the story.
Oh well, my uncle, I think he was riding his bike back in, I don't know when, maybe the 90s, and happened to take that photo, and he gave me a copy of it one year, and I thought, you know, wow, we'd always be great for a 7-inch cover, so we used it.
And when did this happen? What year? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe in the 90s.
Okay.
Maybe late 80s, early 90s, I'm thinking.
Right, and followed it off with Poison Idea, two tracks from the Pick Your King 7-inch, last one, and Pure Hate, and there's a local band that covers that song. They covered it last night.
Yeah, we didn't cover that. Well, we have covered it in the past, but we covered it in Thought Crime, and a few times. Sometimes we'll play it in Car 87 too. But Poison Idea has always been a huge influential band to me, so I always like playing a cover every now and again.
Yeah, you played a few Poison Idea covers at the show last night at Pat's Pub with Aging Youth Gang, Disun, and Mortarama, and
Yeah, we played a thing called Progress and In My Headache last night.
Well, we could have played those tracks, but we didn't.
Yeah.
And from Digital Abortion's Armageddon Survival Guide, Left-Handed Nazis, from their latest release. It's on Unrest Records, and it's called Armageddon Survival Guide. So, yeah, let's talk about this new recording, which we're about to premiere on this show. Yes, No Hope, it's called, and it's a CD release. It's exclusive for Japan, and this one's apparently not, there's no more copies anymore?
Yeah, it was just something, we're just finishing up the recording, and there's still a couple songs that we're still sort of working on, but we wanted to have something to release for our tour in Japan, so we put the 15 tracks that we're happy with and have done and whatever, and put it on a CD, which we've always kind of had a band rule that we don't release digital, or you know, or not digital, but like CDs, we only release vinyl.
Yeah, and I can hold Bryce to that.
Yeah, I always wanted to release vinyl. There's a couple tracks on that may be taken off. There's a couple that are going on a split with a friend's band from Oak Harbor, Washington, called Potbelly. So you know, this is sort of just a limited run.
So where were these 15 tracks recorded? They were recorded at the SBC Live, correct?
Yeah,
and then overdubbed.
Yeah, they were recorded live. Like we didn't want to do the whole tracking thing in the studio because we feel like it doesn't really convey the whole live sound of the band and the energy of the performance. So we recorded it live at SBC on the actual like skate ramp.
And then there were some overdubs done by Cecil English? Or
yeah, and then we did a couple of lead overdubs and vocals and stuff like that after the fact, but the actual sort of core of the song is all just sort of recorded live.
All right, so without further ado, let's get into it. This is the first track on the CD, and it's called Kick on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Ah! life is only but what a bitter dream. Excusing and torment misery. I'm really falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I was dead. Not this, nothing's left inside of me. Endless heat and torment on this mind. I wanna die. Bad dream. No escape at night. Bad dream. There's no fucking end in sight. Life is nothing but what a bitter dream. Excessing and torment misery. Mind to be falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I was dead. Nothing's left inside of me. Endless heat and torment on this mind. I wanna. Someone's in the group will set me free. But it's just heat and torment misery. Mind to be falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I'm dead.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Yes, we're joined on the show from Bryce and Mike from Car 87, and we started things off with Car 87 from their latest release. It's a CD. It's going to be a 12-inch. It's called No Hope. The track we heard was called Kick, and we followed with a track from The Excessives. Yeah, remember that one, Bryce? Remember this one?
Yeah, I love it. Great, great local band. Yeah, or Victoria / Vancouver.
Yeah, this one's going back to 1999 on Absolute Music, part of the Jack Skate Team. Car 87 have a few Jacks in the band, do they not?
Yeah, me and Mikey.
Yeah, you're a recent addition to the Jacks.
Yeah, we played down in Sacramento on the Jacks reunion. I'd been petitioned years back, so I got on then.
And what does one have to do to be a Jack?
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff.
What did you have to do?
You got to be petitioned.
Okay.
That's about it.
We'll leave it at that. followed with AK-47, also out of Victoria. We heard the track from their CD, Garden City, and from the Car 87 release, No Hope, another track from it. We heard a track called Bad Dreams. And, let's talk a little bit about the Japanese tour. When are you going to Japan?
Tuesday, we got a few days to relax. First show's Friday. Then we got 5 shows, a day off, and another 5.
Cool. So in total, how many shows?
10.
Nice. Awesome. So, yeah, they had the tour kickoff last night at Pat's Pub, and we're going to hear another track from the latest release. And, this is a track called Reality. Here we go. We'll be right back.
everything is perfect. I know that's a lie, but I can't handle what I see. Sometimes I'm gonna die. Feel the stress inside my head. So many problems, I'd rather be dead. Thoughts are predictable, everything's the same. To make the future right for me, I have to make things change.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Stormcrow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Exactly. What would we do without our friends? How are you doing, friends?
Good, good.
Yeah, man. We're good.
All right, we got Bryce and Mike from the band Cardi 7 who are off to Japan next week and just played a release show for their No Hope CD release, which is going to be on vinyl. And we started off a track with that. We started off with a track called Reality, which was originally on the 7-inch. And, yeah, we followed with Personality Crisis from a brand-new discography of theirs on Sounds Escaping Record, The Advocate. Who likes Personality Crisis?
Oh, great band.
Who doesn't like Personality Crisis?
Yeah, I don't know.
Classic Winnipeg band. There is always the argument, were they from Winnipeg, were they from Calgary? But according to Sounds Escaping, they are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, so that'll set the record straight. In the punk Smash the Steak punk discography book, it says they're half from Winnipeg for half from Calgary. But, yeah, I guess that's not debatable anymore. Followed with Stretch Marks, another brand-new reissue on the Sounds Escaping release. What Do You See from the Who and What release. And, yeah, it's a discography of all Stretch Marks stuff. Yeah, that was originally on a record called What Do You See? And it was on BYO Records. So yeah, we're gonna get into some more Cardi 7 here. Another track off the new release, and this track is called Hate on Generation Annihilation. CITR, you want to tell me a bit about this song? Do you like this song or do you hate it?
And, you know, I think it turned out pretty good. You know, I don't know. I was thinking about a guy in prison just sitting there when the lyrics were written. But yeah, I mean, I think it turned out a little better. Like, we didn't know how it was going to turn out. A lot of these songs, we sort of just...
I think the original story behind the title, actually, was when we originally wrote it, Bryce was working out of town, so we wrote the music for it. And then he'd come down from working a shift up in the oil patch, and we'd be like, oh, we got these new songs, you know, check them out, whatever. And this was the one that he absolutely hated, so we just wrote it down as Hate. That's the one Bryce hates, because he hated this song.
But now he likes it.
But now he likes it, so now we got to change the name of the song.
He likes it.
No, I think... Anyway, that's sort of...
It just goes to show you how, you know, songs sort of change and grow and...
All right.
And evolve.
Okay, so let's hear the track without further ado. It's called Hate on Generation Annihilation.
Now he's got deep programming. I've got agents on my back. Three pieces in a black sedan.
Brandon Jack from Dr. Noah, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
The hardcore stuff is just fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Showcasing Cardi 7, local Vancouver acts. I have two of the members across from me. I've got Bryce, I've got Mike. Started things all off with a track called Hate from their latest release, and followed with Dr. No from the Burn 7-inch Deprogram. That is a cover that you guys do.
Yeah, that's another one that we like to throw in at the end of the set every now and again.
Yep, it's a good one.
And we're actually lucky enough. It was really cool when we were down playing in Oakland. And
Sacramento.
Was it Sacramento?
Yeah.
Oh, playing in Sacramento. And, yeah, Brandon actually, we covered it, and Brandon Cruz actually came up and...
Brandon Cruz, original Dr. No vocalist.
Yeah, actually came up and sang it with us, which was pretty cool. Not a lot of bands get that opportunity.
That's really cool. And we followed with The Freeze, Someone's Bleeding, Sacrifice Not Suicide. That's a redone version of that song, which came out on a release called Someone's Bleeding last year. That originally came out on the This Is Boston, Not LA compilation. Your bass player did some time in this band.
Yeah, he did a tour with them, I guess, last year. I don't know.
All over the U.S., yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So he probably played that song.
Oh, I'm sure he did, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you guys don't do any Freeze covers, though, eh?
No.
Not yet. Now we can't, because Mikey's actually played in the band. So it just seems wrong somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a rule against that. But
conflict of interest? Yeah.
Not a conflict of interest. It just seems like, you know, I always like to cover stuff. Originally, I'd always cover stuff that wouldn't seem, you know, that they would come up and play or whatever. But then Poison Idea, we got to play a few shows with them. So that kind of voided it out. But I don't know.
Okay, we heard another song. You were reluctant to hear this one, Bryce, but it's Thursday Night Drunk Punk off the new Cardi 7 CD, No Hope. Kind of a oddball title.
Well, it stemmed from me coming back and these guys having this song, and I'm in the jam room, and it's like, holy shit, man, this sounds like... Thursday Night Drunk Punk from the Cobalt from the late 90s, you know, punk rock bingo days. It was just something like, you know.
Is that what the lyrics are about? Or?
No. The lyrics are about something totally, totally different, about my depression or whatever. It's just, once you start, what I like about a lot of the song titles is it's what it reminded us. It took me a while to write the lyrics to it or form the lyrics, but if we were to change the title, half the band would be looking at each other going, what the hell are we playing?
We'd be looking at a set list, we would know. So you name a song something and just off the cuff and
so
it just sticks.
A lot of them don't really, you know, it's like a lot of them don't really reflect what it's about. And I like that because it's music, you can do whatever you want, right?
Okay. And we're going to hear another track off the off this release, the CD release, which is sold out. If you want the CD, you have to go to Japan and see them and buy the CD. But the vinyl will be coming out.
Spring, summer, probably.
Yeah.
By the time
and you can get it right now on our, download the whole album on our Bandcamp right now.
There you go.
It's going to be a bit different. There'll be a couple songs taken off. Different mastering.
One thing I got to say, you're talking about the lyrical content of your song. I don't see any lyrics here. I didn't see any lyrics on either of your 7-inches, and they're not on Bandcamp either. So
he likes to hide them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to hear another track off the new Cardi 7 release, and we're going to hear a track called Ambient, Generation Annihilation, CITR.
This is the end. kitchen.
Hey, this is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up this edition, which is a showcase on Cardi 7. Thanks to Bryce and Mike for being up here and spinning their new CD, which you can download on Bandcamp and buy on vinyl when it comes out. We start off with the track off it, Ambient, and followed with The Farts from a 7-inch of theirs, which came out in the early 2000s, and that's a cover of a classic Motorhead song called Iron Fist. And a local band is about to cover that song April 28th for a special tribute to Lemmy. Who is that band that's covering it?
Cardi 7, there's like a 10-band cancer benefit. I think it's April 28th at Pat's Pub. It's going to be pretty cool. Three Motorhead songs.
Per band.
Per band. And they're all different. No one's playing the same song. So it should be pretty cool. I mean, I think your band's going to be playing it too,
yep.
Aaron.
So. Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to be covering that song.
Yep, and you won't be doing it like that, but I don't think you'd want to. I can't picture you doing Lemmy, Bryce, and I can't picture you doing Blame from the Accused, but I think you could probably do something.
Something in between.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, you know, I always loved that. I remember Blaine giving me that CD when The Farts had sort of, or that 7-inch, actually, when
and you guys
performed in Bellingham with Gashoffer, I think.
You guys have played with Toe Tag, Blaine from the Accused's new band.
Correct. We've played
a couple times
in Seattle. Super nice guys.
And the Accused AD, are you scheduled to play with them at some point? Or?
Don't know. I'm trying to bug them to come to Vancouver and play, but we'll see what happens.
All right. So, yes, Cardi 7, check them out on Bandcamp. Check them out when they play live if you haven't seen them already. And, yeah. Social media, you're on Facebook, website, anything else?
Bandcamp, Facebook. Cardi7band.com.
Okay, well, check them out. And yeah, we got Power Chord up next. We're going to leave you with one more track. This is the final track off the CD. You guys end with this song a lot. And it's called Life Slips Through My Hands. So yeah. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks, sir.
Check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and have fun in Japan.
Bring me here now to our mistress.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
For the body's sleep became the soul's awakening. One close from the eye.